Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Yesterday, we began a brief sermon series in preparation for a longer series this summer on the Sermon on the Mount. As we prepare for the sun, we're spending time in Matthew chapter 3 and 4, looking at the preparation for the ministry of Jesus. John preparing the way. The Spirit coming upon Jesus at his baptism. And as we focus on that, as we prepare for the sun, we discover that God's Spirit has done the work. We're prepared for the sun by being prepared by the Spirit. And so each weekday morning, we're going to spend a little bit of time looking at some aspect of how the Spirit ought to be working in our life. And to kick off the week, we're going to be talking and praying about living with a spirit of wisdom. God's Spirit. Not just any spirit of this world that gives wisdom, because those will always fall short. But wisdom from the Spirit of God. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. Paul prays and he says, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. Paul's desire for the believers at the time he lived and for us and for himself is that we would know God more fully. We would know him better. And through this spirit of wisdom, this revelation of God revealing himself through Jesus, through his Spirit, through his Word, we gain wisdom about the very nature of God. As we spend time with people, as we listen to them, as we watch them, we begin to understand how they're going to act in a certain situation. What they're going to say, what they're not going to say, what they'll do, what they won't do. And as we spend time with God in His Word, we begin to have a better understanding. The old fad from generation ago of the WWJD bracelets. What would Jesus do? And there were times people would basically say, how would I know? Well, spend time with him. Spend time in his word. Pray that the spirit of wisdom, God's spirit, would give you understanding on what it is Jesus would do, but more importantly, perhaps, is what it is Jesus would want you to do. And as we walk with Christ, we have His Spirit that dwells within us. Have you ever been somewhere and somebody has said something or given directions to you and you're kind of scratching your head and thinking, what in the world did they say? I think it was the same language I speak, but I did not understand a bit of it. And when we live life, sometimes our testimony of faith has that same element of confusion and when the people around us hear it. We have words that we use in church. We have Bible words. We have words that, well, aren't commonly used in society anymore. Important words, words to keep, words to define, words to teach, but the spirit of wisdom as Jesus would say, there's times where he says, I want to speak very plainly to you because you're not getting it. And the spirit of wisdom helps direct us into paying attention to who's listening. What is it they're understanding? Do I need to speak more plainly? You see, God's spirit does that within us. There's times where I even pray, God, make this really clear because I'm not understanding. Have this spirit of wisdom work overtime because I'm not getting it. Reveal yourself to your word so that this circumstance makes more sense. The spirit of wisdom is designed so that we would know Christ better, so that we can represent him better. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need to be right with you. To understand what a right life looks like. Not a cookie cutter life that looks like everybody else, but what you've created us to be and do and say. A life that reflects Jesus. Not a I'm me, I can do whatever I want life. But I'm a child of God. I will do whatever he wants. And Father, today it is my prayer for myself and for all of those who are hearing these words that the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation of Jesus being revealed would fill us. Father, forgive us for those times in life where we're just lazy. We want Jesus to be revealed, but we don't want to look. You've said, and he's claimed, that he's been revealed in your word. And yet we neglect the reading, the study, the memorization, the meditation upon your words, the source that draws us into Jesus and gives us that spirit of wisdom that he promises, that reveals him more fully to us every day. And Father, as we have opportunity, the great availability of Scripture leaves us with no excuse to miss the revelation of who you are. God, today, as we live with a growing wisdom by your Spirit, may we be mindful of how we represent that to others. Help us to be humble. Remove the pride, that the arrogance that causes us to speak over what others comprehend. Give us the courage to be fully known, even as we desire to know you fully. And in this wisdom, Help us to lift up Jesus, knowing that as we lift up Him, He will draw people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.